Coast Radio News for Friday, November 13th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Hundreds of residents and businesses lost power overnight, according to Central Lincoln PUD. As of 5:30 this morning, there were about 1,000 PUD customers without service in the Florence-Dune City area and about 500 customers in Mapleton. Sustained high winds began in the early morning hours on Friday, causing downed trees and power lines. There is also a lot of debris on many of the streets this morning, making travel difficult. A high wind warning for the area is expected to last until 10 a.m. this morning, with sustained winds around 35 miles an hour and gusts up to 60 inland and 70 on the beaches and headlands. Reduced speeds on roads is suggested, as crews will be out today surveying the situation and cleaning up roads. The state of Oregon has surpassed its record high total for coronavirus cases. Yesterday, there were 1,122 new cases, with several counties reporting more than 100 cases. Clackamas, Jackson, Marion, and Washington counties all had numbers just over 100, and Multnomah had a record 351 cases. COVID-19 cases continue to surge in the state as the total number of cases rushes to the 54,000 mark. Lane County had another 65 cases reported yesterday, with 253 persons considered infectious and 17 hospitalizations. Most of the recent numbers for Lane County have been people in the 11 to 30-year-old range. Over 1,400 of those 3,057 cases are in that age group, and over 800 in the 31 to 50 range. There are no new cases today to report for the Florence area. Peace Harbor Medical Center will celebrate life with the 25th annual Light Up a Life celebration. With the advent of COVID-19, this year's event will be a virtual one. Susan Walters is the home care and hospice manager at Peace Harbor. She says this year's celebration will definitely be different, but continues to be an important event in the community.
Light Up a Life has been a meaningful connector for our community, for those who have lost a loved one either this year or years past. It was never an option for us to cancel.
At 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 12th, the hospice team will debut a video of the traditional name reading and candle lighting ceremony on the Peace Harbor Facebook page. They are asking for people to share their stories through the month of November by visiting the hospital's website, peacehealth.org/peaceharbor-lual. Florence City Council will meet for a work session Monday morning. The council will receive updates from the city's committees. Committees will give updates and provide input on the committee work programs and issues from the past year. The work session will be on the city's GoToWebinar platform at 10:30. There will be a city council meeting Monday evening at 5:30. As of this morning, the agenda for the meeting had not yet been posted. That's Coast Radio News for Friday the 13th, November 2020.